This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. All across America, people are starting to segregate themselves according to their belief systems and philosophies. I'm hearing from people who are moving out of Los Angeles, for example. I'm hearing people who are moving out of other cities as well and just moving into the country. So some people are moving out of what they see as liberal cities, such as LA, and moving to more conservative cities or conservative states, such as Arizona or, you know, Nevada or Utah. Other people just getting out of the cities in places like Oregon or Seattle. They're getting out of, you know, Seattle. They're moving to East Washington, which is very rural, or Eastern Oregon, which is also very rural. Heck, even Eastern California and much of Northern California is rural as well. I mean, the insanity of California is really just the left coast. It's a very narrow, thin strip that has all the crazy people. And, of course, people are escaping that. But even in places like Texas, we have Austin, which is full of crazy people, crazy, insane leftists, who want to recreate, I guess, Venezuela in Austin, and it's halfway there with all the homeless people and the drug needles all over the streets now, turn it into a slum. That's what leftists do. They invade a city and turn it into a raging slum, and then they move on to another area, try to infest the next city and destroy it in the name of equality. But people are self-sorting or self-segregating. And they may think of it as along political lines, but I think about it as really being about more about preparedness. If you're living in a city, you're living in a death trap. It's a death zone. If you're living in the country, you have more of a chance of surviving anything that comes our way. Cities are death traps for lots of reasons. I've mentioned some of this before, but very quickly as a summary. Cities are artificial constructs. Los Angeles, for example, is an artificial city built in a desert. Cities import all the things that keep their people alive. Los Angeles, for example, imports water, electricity, food, medicine, all these things. And it exports raw human sewage. So it exports human crap and urine and pollution and, you know, car exhaust and all these things. So cities are polluters. Cities create toxins that they then spread in rural areas. And they are using up natural resources to exist. As a result, cities aren't very redundant, and they're not self-sustainable. In other words, if you cut off supplies to a city, if you cut off the water or the food or the electricity, cities become death traps virtually overnight. This is something to keep in mind as the Civil War unfolds, by the way. Just as a side note, if you've got a bunch of domestic terrorists holed up in a city like Los Angeles or, I don't know, San Francisco, and they're running a terrorism campaign, which is what liberals have become now. The Democrat Party is a terrorist wing of the extreme radical left. One way you can defeat them without having to go to war and engage them kinetically, you know, house to house or building to building, is just shut off the power. Shut off. I mean, it doesn't take much to shut off the main power to a city or the water supply to a city. And then it's pretty much over at that point because cities are artificial constructs. So if you're living in a city, you might have a death wish. I don't know. Unless you have a lot of stored supplies, including, you know, 500 gallons of water in 55-gallon drums or something, which some people have. I mean, I've got a lot more than that. But I do rainwater collection, so I just have like a giant rainwater barrel. But some people have 55-gallon drums, and they store water in an apartment. But it gets heavy, too. You know, you can't push the weight limit of your floor, either. But most people are not prepared in cities, and that's what makes cities so dangerous in one way, is that people are so ill-prepared that they will panic when something goes wrong because they're not prepared, because they don't know how to survive. Most people who live in cities are not preppers. There are some, and usually the preppers who live in cities are preppers who plan to get out of cities, but they just haven't, you know, gathered enough money yet to move out. That's, I mean, every prepper in a city is a prepper who doesn't want to be in a city, by the way. They want to be in a rural area because that's how you survive. That's where survival has the best outcome. In a rural area, you have redundancy. You've got water. You can live without power. You can scrounge food. You can wildcraft, wild harvest food, or there's cows or deer, or if you're desperate, squirrels or what have you. You know, you can eat lots of different wild game if you're desperate. And we had wild berries like crazy on our property. Once a year, wild berries. We've got nopal cactus that you can eat. We've actually, I counted, I think, 7 or 8 different unique types of food on our property, which includes muscadine grapes that come in every year. And you can collect thousands of pounds of muscadine grapes practically anywhere in Central Texas if you just have a bucket and a pair of scissors. So there's, you know, there's redundancy in rural living that you don't have in city living. And you also, in the country, you have people who, of course, are more self-reliant and more sane. You know, people who live out in nature or closer to nature tend to be more sane. People who live in cities tend to be on antidepressant drugs all the time. They're all crazy. Well, they're not all crazy, but some of them are totally mad. And it's a much higher incidence of mental illness among city dwellers than people who live in rural areas. That's a confirmable fact. So when you're talking about segregating yourself and deciding where to be when it all hits the fan and you see this civil war accelerating now in America, if you're not already in a rural area, you might need to make that a very high priority. It probably should be like close to number one on your list. In my opinion, you know, you're welcome to your own assessment, of course, but in my opinion, getting out of the city is key, and I see people doing that more and more because cities are death traps. So make your own choice, but understand that choices have consequences, and I want you to do well. I want you to survive. I want you to thrive. I want you to be safe. And to do that, I think you need to, you know, look at getting out of the city. No, unless you're in a city that's probably going to be more peaceful, like Salt Lake City. There's not going to be crazy, insane riots in Salt Lake City. So if you're in a peaceful city like that, you might be just fine. But if you're in Los Angeles or Houston or St. Louis or Miami, you know, forget it. Those are going to be death zones and very hard for law-abiding people to survive. So keep all that in mind. And thanks for listening. You can check out my website, survival.news, for survival tips and survival gear, lots of things like that. And of course, we've got collapse.news, which covers the accelerating collapse, both the economic collapse, the social collapse, and the civil war that's coming in America. So check out all those websites. My name's Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger, and you can hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And yes, I live in the country. I am fully prepared to survive almost anything, and I just want to help other people get to where I am, because it took me, you know, a couple of decades to get to this place in terms of self-reliance and redundancy and personal security and all these things. I just want to help you get there. That's all. Because it's actually pretty nice to live in a way where you know that you can survive almost anything. And the cities could collapse tomorrow. And where I am and my neighbors in Central Texas, we would all be just fine. Not much would change, actually, in Central Texas. So, hey, just don't all of you move to Central Texas, please. I should stop mentioning it because property prices keep rising around here. But I don't know. I guess if you're a patriot, come to Texas. If you're not a patriot, stay the hell away. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing.
using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.